It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning we have our school district update, and we've got Elaine Taylor in from Creekview Elementary. We're going to talk about some of the great things that are going on there. Plus, you know, you're getting to that time of year, and they know it, and the teachers know it, and the staff knows it. It's getting really close to Christmas. And so there's an added, you know, added degree of difficulty maybe in the next couple of weeks being an elementary school teacher. And we'll talk about that as well. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with, how are things going at Creekview right now?
Fantastic. We are gearing up for Christmas. There is an excitement in the air. We have a little bit more excitement at Creekview. We've tried something new with our intervention program, helping all students to get on reading level. So in 1 hour's time, we run 66 interventions, and we're utilizing every member of our faculty to give kids what they need in their reading to hopefully get all students on level. And it's going fantastic.
And you call this win time, right?
Win time, whatever I need is what that stands for.
And yeah, and you were saying that you're seeing actual increases in reading level in this.
Yes. In the last, so we've been doing this intervention for about 5 weeks, and we've had 16 kids become on grade level. So great progress. We're
great
hoping to
progress.
See even better as we go into testing, middle of year testing this month.
And as everybody knows, anytime you can get at reading level, that's a good thing. And I'm sure that it equates into other aspects of their you know, teaching and being able to teach them different things.
Correct. If reading involves science, history, math, it goes into every other subject. So number one priority for sure.
All right. And then another fun thing that you guys have, and you do this every year, and it's just with the fifth graders, you've got the Constitution Bee coming up. So let's talk about that and what all that's going to entail.
Yes, great opportunity for fifth graders to learn about our Constitution. They are given a copy of the Constitution to study it, read it, really get in depth with it, and then they answer questions from it. And it can be as detailed as, like, name three guaranteed rights from a certain amendment, and they have to be able to recall that information. So pretty intense.
Pretty intense. But they can actually, you know, they do this at, like, do you do it at school level, and then does it go on, like, district and all that kind of stuff as well, just like a regular spelling bee?
I am assuming so, that it does go to a district level.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and that's a great way to kind of teach them the way the Constitution is and how to use that and how to do that.
Yes, and become familiar with it. Great opportunity for them.
All right. And then we talked briefly about Christmas time coming up and those kinds of things. But before you get to Christmas break, you guys have testing coming up, don't you?
We do. We have middle of year testing. They're tested in math and reading, and just to make sure we're making gains and make any shifts in teaching that we need to going forward.
And that's one of those things that I'm sure notes will go home, and parents will know. When my kids were in elementary school, it was always make sure they get a good night's sleep, make sure they get plenty of rest, and get ready for these tests, right?
Yes, and so important that they start the morning on a positive note. They have a good breakfast, that they have good vibes coming from home, and knowing that they're superheroes and they can do it, and to do their best. It makes a big difference.
That is a big, big thing. All right, and then let's wrap up with something that you said. It's probably not only the students' favorite thing, but it's also the teacher's favorite too, and that's Santa's workshop. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's a fantastic event that our PTA has put on for several years now. We call it Santa's workshop. So students get to choose one family member to give a gift to, because in a world where we often want, we want to give the students an opportunity to give and to think of others. And so they get to choose one family member that they can give to. And then they have a menu of options that they can shop from and buy their family member a gift. They buy this with a homemade card. So that is their payment. And the kids just look forward to it. I even in my classroom, and I have right now have students asking, when do we get to do that? They've already chosen their person. They've already chosen their gift. And we're working on cards, but they just get so excited to go to Santa's workshop and get their gifts. So.
And as you said, it's great to see that part of it is, you know, a lot of times that people portray, you know, in in the news or on TV or movies that you've got these kids out there that just want. But to see these kids that are just wanting to find something for somebody in their family, that's probably one of the coolest payoffs ever.
Yes, and there's a light in their eyes. There's a joy that comes from giving, and I think we all feel it when we choose to do that, and the kids, they do. They get excited, and it's a different atmosphere.
All right, and we had mentioned last day of schoolwork in the Carbon District is Thursday, the 21st of December, correct?
Correct.
So it's coming.
It's coming,
and,
yes.
And I always have to ask this time of year, do the kids know that it's coming?
Oh, they know that it's coming. They can't wait till it gets here.
All right. Elaine Taylor, teacher at Creekview Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming and talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us out.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.